This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis delivered his annual State of the State address Thursday. One focus was Colorado's cost of living.
Inflation has accelerated during the pandemic. Supply chains globally have been disrupted. Spending habits have changed. The cost of housing has spiked. Farmers and ranchers face unprecedented challenges. And many Coloradans have left the workforce. Too many people are struggling to make ends meet. As your governor, I want you to know we hear you, and we're here to do something about it.
Polis says the state should lower taxes and fees to help people get by. Colorado Republicans reacted to the governor's speech with skepticism. State Representative Colin Larson said the governor's focus on saving Coloradans' money amounts to spin ahead of this fall's election.
It's comical to watch him try to run as a moderate Republican now and hide from the record that he's built up over 3 years. You know, we'll see if he puts any of these things into actual action, but I'm pretty skeptical.
Republicans argue that Democratic policies have contributed to Colorado's high cost of living. Democrats blame pandemic disruptions and an out-of-balance housing market. More Colorado law enforcement officers left the profession in 2021 than in previous years. Sheriffs and police chiefs say it's because of poor morale around criminal justice reform efforts and burnout from the pandemic. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Think about frontline workers who have put themselves on the line and risked their health and safety. Police are among the highest in terms of who needs to work during a pandemic. A lot of people are saying, I can't take this anymore. I need to take a break.
Weiser is working on legislation that would devote $10 million to police recruiting and retention. The King Soopers strike that's affecting dozens of grocery stores around the Denver area is in its third day. Customers can expect disruptions and delays at those stores, including reduced hours for pharmacies. King Soopers employees are demanding safer work conditions and higher pay. The strike could continue for weeks. There's a list of dozens of stores affected by the strike across Metro Denver and in Colorado Springs at CPR.org. This is CPR News.